عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال إنكم لتعملون أعمالا هي أدق في أعينكم من الشعر كنا نعدها على أهل رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الموبقات رواه البخاري. We're discussing the chapter on Muraqaba, Allah consciousness, that Allah Ta'ala is watching us all the time. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, he mentions to the people in his time, that is the Tabi'in, he was a great Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then he was addressing the people in his time, that is after the Sahaba. He says that you people commit such actions which you consider more insignificant than a strand of hair. Whereas we used to regard these matters and these things in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst the destructive things, those things that will destroy our a'mal. In other words, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ, that you deem it a light matter, you think it to be insignificant, petty, not so important, whereas in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is something very enormous, very great, very serious. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and amongst their great qualities was the fact that they regarded things important that you and I may not regard significant. We might think it's something very small, whereas they treated every action in deen, every deed in Sharia, something very, very serious. When it came to injunctions that they had to abide by, then they fulfilled all those injunctions. When it came to refraining from every type of sin, major and minor, they refrained from those sins. Today we say this, it's just a small sin, it's a minor sin. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajma'in did not regard it to be small and petty and insignificant. They took it very serious. And so this hadith teaches us to refrain from all type of sins. We may regard something, like how he mentioned to the people in his time, هِيَ أَدَقُّ فِي أَعْيُنِكُمْ مِنَ الشَّعْرِ, you regard it to be more lighter and insignificant than a strand of hair. And therefore it is mentioned, a mu'min, a believer, he treats sins like a mountain hovering above his head. That any time it may collapse upon his head, and therefore he's very, very conscious and very, very worried about sins, be they major or minor. And a munafiq, or a person who is a sinner and who does not bother about sins, then he treats it like a fly settling down his nose and just pushes it away, doesn't care about it. So this hadith teaches us the importance of having Allah consciousness. The more Allah consciousness we have, then the closer we will be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then we will not treat sins to be light, like how these people treated it like more insignificant than a strand of hair. عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عن أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إن الله تعالى يغار وغيرة الله أن يأتي المرء ما حرم الله عليه متفق عليه. To understand this hadith, we have to understand the word غيرت. غيرت in Arabic, in English it is very difficult to translate, and ulama have said it is very difficult to translate this word غيرت. But simply what غيرت means, if you understand the example of a husband and wife, the husband has a great honor, dignity, he has this nature of possessing or having his wife in his possession, in the sense that he loves her, he loves her very dearly, and he won't allow her to flirt with any other man. It is beyond his dignity, his honor, that she must just talk to any strange man and flirt with him, or somebody may just start talking to her in his presence or even in his absence. It is his honor, his dignity. And when something like that is interfered with, then obviously he'll become displeased and discontented. In a similar manner, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also has ghairat. Allah has grandeur, honor, dignity. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this hadith it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a sense of pride, honor, dignity. And what it means in this context, that a man should not do those things, a man should not perpetrate those things which Allah has made haram for him. Those things that Allah has forbidden. If a person perpetrates those things, then it is as though now we are interfering in the ghairat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the honor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hence he'll become discontented. So Allah ta'ala becomes displeased, discontented, when a person perpetrates those things that Allah has made haram upon him. Like how I mentioned, the husband becomes, he has naz, he has ghirat in him. When somebody may interfere with his wife, or his wife just begins to flirt with another person, it is against his dignity, his honor, his pride. Like that, Allah Ta'ala has got ghirat. And the ghirat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is such that a person should not do any of those things that displeases Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. You are going against the honor of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hence Allah Ta'ala becomes naraz. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to make amal on these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika.